Well, he's bleeding. His game he loves is under siege from every direction. Too many franchises, no money for the AAU, rugby union losing relevance in the Australian population. He's got all the solutions. He joins us. Former Wallaby star, Matt Burke. G'day, Burke.
I'm stretching. That's what I'm going to do. I'm making a comeback. I'm saying it right here, right now. I'm making a comeback.
Oh, there we go. I'll tweet that.
Well, then the game needs people like you.
Do you know,
the big names of the game.
It's you could say that they've lost heroes, if that's the word. I mean, I was talking to a couple of rugby league mates, and they know Folau, they know Michael Hooper, and the rest of the team, they can sort of just, you know, mull over. And I think that's what every sport wants. They want heroes, don't they? When you go through, I heard that the old, you've been training all the winter, there's not a team that fit it. You know, the old cricket song. And I can still recite that. And the players that were there were iconic. And I think that's what it's got to get back to. It's got to get back for the kids to look at that team and go, I want to be A, X, Y, and Z. Yep. And unfortunately, at the moment, it's just not there.
No, it's not.
No.
I'm just wondering what attempt they're making to instill that again.
To rectify that? I mean, you look at guys like Michael Hooper and he just...
Well, I can never bag him because he's just... He does give his guts every weekend.
Yeah, yeah. He's passionate. You know, he has an incredible desire to play well. It's just that we're playing these Kiwi teams and we just can't get over the top of them. And that is the problem. When Australian teams are successful, they beat New Zealand teams. They beat them consistently. They beat them in the Bledisloe. And we haven't had that since, 2002 from an Australian perspective. Or even being competitive, I suppose. That's the difficult part. That's the frustrating part watching.
What about the way that they've done it, the AAU?
Oh,
it is death by a thousand cuts. So, you know, we don't know who's going to go. Then they say there's two that's going to go and it's got to be decided in 48 hours. But then it's not. And it's like, my God, can you make it any worse?
It's been a shambles how it's done. And I think what came to roost for me was the other day when we saw Matt Hodgson on the television breaking down. Yeah,
that's just wrong.
And it becomes, I mean, we all see it as a franchise cut. That's it. Like, you know, done and dusted. But there's so much more to that, isn't there? There's, you know, families and relocation and where's the next contract come from? Do they go overseas? Do they lose players to the UK, Japan? I think now what's happened is that I still believe there has to be a franchise that has to get cut. And I understand we're not competitive in that space. Who it has to be, and I've said the Force for, you know, since we first chatted about it, I'm swaying. I have that ability to sway. I'm swaying. Only for the fact that it seems like the Force have come out and actually sort of justifying why they should be there. Grassroots rugby, you know, sort of they're starting to get up and running over there. There's still support over there. The team, albeit haven't been fantastic with the head start they've given, I think you need a presence perhaps over in Perth because, you know, Melbourne, you're running down the East Coast, New South Wales or Queensland, New South Wales Brumbies are already sort of locked and loaded there. I think you need someone on that side. Then it has to be the Rebels. I then look at
the last ones
the
in.
Private franchise.
I'd get rid of both.
Do them both? Shoot them both and just get rid of them. It's an interesting one.
Imagine if we could have all our talent just across three teams and maybe we could actually beat a Kiwi team.
Yeah. It becomes purely financial then at the back end of it.
Well, it's a competitive thing too, mate. Have we got the talent to go around?
That's why they've got to cut one team at least. And I've heard, I think Eddie Jones said even, maybe cut two as well, go back to Super 15, which was three competitive teams in Australian rugby. So, look, I'm swaying now. This 42, 78 hours thing has just compounded me again to say, hey, obviously these guys at the AAU don't know who to get rid of. And maybe in the frame now is Melbourne to let's pay this bloke some money and get rid of him.
Business has cut departments all the time.
Correct.
Business is shut every day of the week.
This is a sport.
Business
there's a bit more of an emotional
every day of the week.
I know, but this is beyond business. Like
it's emotional when you get retrenched. Let me tell you.
Exactly. I know. But all you former players who, you know, dug the well, you know, particularly in the last 10, 20 years, you must be doing your head in.
Well, they're still going to the well, Berkey.
Well done. When's that next World Cup?
Exactly.
I'm still living off 2002 Bledisloe Cup. You blokes call me every year.
Good on you, mate.
Speaking of which, Crusaders, Sunwolves.
Yeah, exactly right.
It'll be back there.
The Sunwolves, really.
No, I know. Crusaders. Well, they got the win the other day. The Sunwolves. Crusaders for that one. That's going to be too easy. The Reds and the Kings. If the Reds don't beat the Kings, they're the ones that should go out of Super Rugby. Blues, Hurricanes. I think the Hurricanes are just flying at the moment. They're just too strong. The Barrett brothers just having a field day out there at the moment. Rebels and Brumbies. Rebels still winless. They had a tough start to the season. They had some injuries as well. They're getting a couple of their players back, but the Brumbies will be too strong down there. Cheetahs, Chiefs. This is my curveball. I'm throwing Cheetahs in. Up in the high veld there in Bloemfontein, up against the Chiefs who are travelling. Yes, they're an incredibly sharp outfit, but I reckon there could be a little bit of an upset up there.
Just on that, Berkey, I mean, I know you're in these circles, but if you said to everyone, tell me the province in South Africa where the Cheetahs come from.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, that's the...
It's only because I know, and only
No, I know you
no,
know.
No. Yeah, correct.
It's hardcore.
Yeah, and that's the difficulty about these... This tribalism, if that's the word. You know, the Sun Wars. Do you know what? What do they call the Argentinian team? I don't even know. Are they the Jaguars or the Jaguares? Or the? I don't even know
that's
what they are.
The female side, the Jaguares.
You know what I find, though, is also a big indictment on the game. New South Wales, Queensland, and you would know this from having played in those matches, that used to be epic contests.
Huge.
They were like State of Origin matches, you know, and now it's just another... You know, super rugby game that you know, falls by the wayside.
That's why you
gets
cut two franchises.
No, exactly. And that's really lost relevance.
Is why it's diluted at the moment. And we've gone too far. It's the old cordial theory, you know, that just keep it concentrated at the moment because you're right. You're losing that.
I like that.
You're losing that ability to hook people, if that's the word.
Yeah.
And when you see so much on, you sort of get a bit lost on the way through.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So Cheetahs, Stormers, Bulls.
Yeah, I've gone Bulls over the Jaguars.
And the Waratahs will beat the boy.
I think so. Let's hope so.
They've only had two wins.
I know. They're struggling. I had a chat with
Your brand Gibbo. Just gets damaged so much, doesn't it?
Gibbo the other day, you know, and then you have a week off and you
That's Darryl Gibson, the coach, who's
correct.
A champion bloke.
Lovely fella.
But he's struggling.
And wants to play the Waratahs way, which is, you know, running ball in hand. See, I'm a big fan of, and I went overseas to play in the UK in that competition. And I was teamed up with Johnny Wilkinson. And I learned a whole new way of playing the game. Of just, you know, pinning people in the corners. And you don't have to kick the crap out of it, if that's the word. You just have to be smart when you're playing. So if it's not working in front of you, if you're running into a brick wall of defence, just pop it over the top. Put pressure on the fullback. Mm. Make him make an errant kick, and then all of a sudden you have some pressure and you're in tactically a better position. So I just don't think my boys, Waratah boys, are playing smart enough at the moment. You know, and it's small things, but if you can get them sorted, if you can get them right, it just makes a massive difference to the way they play a game.
Well, we all love our State of Origin. They kick to the corners and bash the hell out of each other.
That's exactly it.
That's all they do.
Yeah. It's a simple game. Physicality is the key to it. And if you can get over the top of the bloke on the other side of you, you're doing a pretty good job.
Berkey, well done, mate.
Thank you, boys.
Well done. So now you've swapped. You've put the knife into the Melbourne Rebels.
Let's go.
And a couple of tears got you to support the Western Force.
Exactly right.
You're a softie at heart, mate.
Exactly right.
That's what we love about you. We'll see you tonight on the news, mate.
Fantastic, boys. Thank you.
It's 7 o'clock.